on this journey through my mental sea. Digging deep, sowing seeds, rooted in reality, not fantasy or choked by weeds. The bond we share is O and E, I and I, spiritually. Can't you see? You and me, me and you were meant to be. Go together like lock and key, hand in hand like mac and cheese. Marching like we centipedes, king and queen, reign supreme, multiplying our family. Ain't no they and them, just us and we. You ever think, just where we be? If Adam and Eve never touched that apple tree, you ever think, just where we be? If Adam and Eve never touched that apple tree, no disease, no HIV, no chemical dependencies, no casket for no grave, no poverty, no slaves. You ever think, just where we be? If Adam and Eve never touched that apple tree. King had a dream, now we focused on our vision. What I mean is, as a team, we can bring it into fruition. Break free of our mental prison, trusting our intuition and making vital decisions, providing the ammunition to lock us into position on a mission towards conscious living. And all we gotta do is listen. You ever think, just where we be? If Adam and Eve never touched that apple tree. No disease, no HIV, no chemical dependencies, no casket for no grave, no poverty, no slaves. You ever think? Just where we be.
Mankind's frailness in the presence of temptation looms over the horizon of humanity like a cloud of retribution awaiting its time to strike. The tree of knowledge of good and evil has branched off to become an orchard of fabrications and misrepresentations, fertilized by the embryos of aborted spirits. Since that fateful taste of reality, we've been surviving on morsels of God's greatness. Thus, our condition of spiritual malnourishment, keeping us weak and out of sync with the rhythm of God. Not even in our deepest imaginings can we envision the vibrant color of our consciousness had we not been disobedient. The unrefined palate of mortal man, especially in its infancy, lacks the maturity to appreciate divine delicacies. God knew that if the mind grew before the spirit was ready, the weight of such knowledge would be far, far. You ever think that even after Noah's boat didn't sink, that we would once again covet the flesh of forbidden fruit? Somehow we continue to breed hybrid apple trees. You ever think if we corrected our behavior, the Creator would reinstate our gifts of favor? Perhaps a personal relationship is our only hope.